Hosea chapter 9. Do not rejoice, O Israel, do not revel like the peoples, for you have played the prostitute, forsaking your God. You have loved the wages of prostitution on every threshing floor. The threshing floor and the winepress will not feed them, and the new wine will fail them. They will not remain in the Lord's land. But Ephraim will return to Egypt, and they will eat unclean food in Assyria. They will not pour out wine offerings to the Lord, and their sacrifices will not be pleasing to him. Their sacrifices will be like bread eaten while mourning. All who eat it will be ritually polluted. Their bread will be used only to satisfy their appetite. It will not come into the house of the Lord. What will you do in the day of the appointed festival, in the day of the feast of the Lord? For look, even if they escape destruction, Egypt will still round them up. Memphis will bury them. Weeds will overgrow their silver valuables. Thorn bushes will occupy their tents. The days of punishment have come. The days of payback have arrived. Let Israel realize this. The prophet is a fool. The one inspired is considered crazy. Because of the greatness of your sin and your hostility being so great. The prophet is a watchman for Ephraim, for my God. Yet a fowler's snare is set on all his paths, and hostility even in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity. He will punish their sins. I have found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers like the first fruit on the fig tree in its first season. But they came to Baal Peor and dedicated themselves to that shameful thing and became as detestable as the thing that they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory will fly away like a bird. There will be no birth, no pregnancy, and no conception. Even though they bring up their children, yet I will take them away so that none of them will be left. Woe to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, I have seen like Tyre, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim will bring out its children to the slaughter. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is at Gilgal, for there I came to hate them. Because of their wicked deeds, I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebels. Ephraim is struck down. Their root is dried up. They will bear no fruit. Even though they bear children, I will slay the cherished fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away because they did not listen to him. They will be wanderers among the nations. Hosea chapter 9.